Dog Tales, number 38, Pickup Truck. Ruby's dad bought a fine coon dog. He bought her from a friend who had a big pack of dogs. Ruby's dad paid a lot of money for her. She's a pretty dog, tan and white, had good breeding. Well, the first time Ruby's dad tried her out, the dog took off with them other dogs. Then you could hear her leading the pack. But when they got the coon treed, the new dog stopped baying and headed for Ruby's dad's pickup truck. She got up in the pickup truck and took a nap. Ruby's dad didn't much like that. When a dog trees a coon, why, she ought to stay there and keep it treed until the men come and shoot it out. But this new dog set a pattern. Every time that dog treed a coon, why, she'd leave the coon to the other dogs and head back to the pickup truck for a nap. Ruby's dad tried to break the dog of the habit. He blindfolded the dog before he put her into the dog crate that he'd made for the back of the pickup. And when they got to the place to hunt, why, he'd carry her out of sight of the pickup before he'd turn her loose. But it didn't do no good. She'd still find the truck. So Ruby's dad blindfolded the dog, crated her, and traded for a new truck on the way out to go coon hunting. Then he carried the crate up the hills to meet with the other hunters before he ever turned her loose. This time, when the dogs treed a coon, that lead dog left and headed back down the mountain. When Ruby's dad got back to his new pickup, the new dog wasn't there. He put the crate into the back of the new pickup and headed back home, afraid that he'd lost his special hound. He was that bound to break that dog of a bad habit. Well, when he passed by the car dealer where he'd bought his new pickup truck, he spied his old pickup truck as he drove by. I want you to know that new dog was sitting in the back. The pickup truck tale was composed by Ruby Altizer, a Berea College student, in 1977. You can buy either digital or hard copy of Dog Tales from Amazon or from iBooks. Just look for Dog Tales by John Ramsey. You will find the spelling of my name and the links on the homepage for these podcasts. Thank you.